T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you on this Friday evening. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. We ask you to download the radio.com app. That way you can always catch us when you're on the go. Social media at 929 The Game. I'm at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90. Watching some PGA Championship here out in the beautiful, you know, San Francisco, California area. Looks like it's beautiful weather out there. So golf's first major getting back at least the first major played for this particular season. We head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. It's our friend Will Gray, of course, staff writer for the Golf Channel, covering all things here this weekend with the PGA Tournament Championship, I should say, going on. Follow Will on Twitter, at WillGrayGC. As always, Will, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us in Atlanta.
Yeah, John, good to be with you, and good to have a major championship to talk about. It only took us 13 months to finally get a major on the line in golf.
I've got a strange question to start off with, probably one you probably wouldn't expect to get asked. But we saw a couple instances today where Rory had a reporter that stepped on a ball today. Rahm was upset about, I guess, a cameraman that he thought was in his lie or in his sight line and things like that. You know, these guys get used to playing with a gallery of people. But I wonder if mentally, you know, when you've got fewer people, that what normally may not seem like it's a big deal, now all of a sudden is magnified. Is there, you know, is there something to the idea that maybe reporters have to watch a little bit more than normal because there isn't as many people on, or are guys maybe, you know, having to adjust without having, you know, like, you know, seeing the tree through the fort. Now they can just see that big tree that's out there. It was a weird dynamic today that you had a couple of instances on the course today.
Yeah, for sure. And it happened yesterday. I know Justin Thomas, I think he backed away from 3 separate shots because he heard, you know, footsteps ruffling, or he heard a camera guy kind of get a little trigger happy with the camera. And you're right. It's one of those things where, you know, you think back to the 16th hole at the Phoenix Open, and you've got 10,000 people in this huge upper deck thing. And a lot of players just try to get the crowd going because it's not the noise. If you have all, if everyone's making noise, it all gets drowned out. It's when there's one person that stands out, or you know, spills a drink or says something out of relative calm and quiet. That's what catches them and catches them off guard. And you might have a twitch or a flinch at the wrong time. And you're right. Right now, when you don't have, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 people lining every fairway and green, it is easier for your ears to pick up, you know, a camera or a cell phone or someone talking in the distance. And so it's an adjustment for everyone. It's an adjustment for the media and the officials that are on site, that maybe you have to be a little more quiet than you normally would have to. And it's also an adjustment for these guys to know kind of how they need to recalibrate, you know, themselves on the course. And certainly, you know, a major championship, it's a little bit different than the last few weeks when they've been playing tournaments, you know, week in and week out, and they're trying to focus a little more. The pressure is up a little bit. It's starting to feel like a major, and some of those guys are getting a little bit of rabbit ears, and you're hearing things that normally you wouldn't hear.
Will, what's the biggest takeaway so far about how this course is playing over these first 2 days?
I think pretty fair. I mean, it seems like this is just what you want from a major championship course, in terms of if you hit the ball well, you're going to be able to make birdies, and if you stray, you're going to make bogeys. And that's that's all you want from a championship test. And it's fun because, well, fun, I say that as one who's not having to deal with this course, it's 7,200 yards or whatever, but, you know, the rough is incredibly inconsistent. And I think that that's a good thing because, so often you'll see guys kind of spray it offline and they know they're going to get a trampled down lie where the fans would have been or whatever. But right now on these courses, and especially this one, Harding Park in particular, it goes from hole to hole where it's like, okay, on one, you can hit it in the left rough and you'll be okay. But if you hit it in the right rough, you're in trouble. And sometimes you get a spotty lie and sometimes you get a good lie. It's kind of the rub of the green. But this is going to be a demanding test and it's only going to get more difficult over the weekend. They're expecting, you know, some breezy conditions. The greens are going to firm up a little bit. But if you look at that leaderboard, you've got a lot of big names floating towards the top and there's a lot of, you know, tight spacing where guys are within a few shots of the lead. And that's really what you want at this point, nearing the halfway point of a major.
Writer for the Golf Channel, Will Gray, joining us here on the waitfor.com hotline as we take a look as we're in the middle of the second round of the PGA Championship taking place out in San Francisco. So, obviously, you know, a lot of coverage. We're watching Rory and Tiger as they're, I guess, I hadn't been able to completely pay attention if they finished up nine, they're making the turn, but they're somewhere getting toward the second nine. It looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, one over will probably be where the cut line is. Both guys are flirting with that area. I think Tiger's back down to even after two under. You know, you and I talked about this a few weeks ago when Tiger was first playing in the Memorial. And, you know, I understand maybe you're a guy that's in it, so you're invested and you're in it and this is what you do. But I think that golf, you know, if we were putting the Wonder Woman lasso of truth around him, man, if you've got Tiger and Rory and they're just kind of flummoxing around and maybe not making the cut, man, this is not what golf needs. I mean, this is, you know, you and I talked specifically about this is a chance for golf to have a chance to grab some imagination and some attention for people. And right now you got two of the biggest names in the tournament. Even Phil's kind of down toward the cut line that, you know, it's not been real impressive. Can't say that can't change, but it's not been probably what maybe the TV executives were kind of hoping for as we're, you know, headed toward the finish of two rounds of golf.
Yeah, I think every television executive will tell you they want Tiger for all four rounds. They want Rory for all four rounds. Koepka, Spieth, you know, you take your top four or five guys, not necessarily in the world rankings, but in terms of the Q ratings and, you know, who are the crossover, you know, stars and people that non-golf fans will pay attention to when you get these weeks, right? You only have 4 or 5 weeks a year when golf can really shine on a normal sport calendar when you've got these majors. So it's interesting right now, Rory and Tiger seem to be going in different directions. Tiger got off to a solid start yesterday. He's really struggling today, especially on the greens. He can't make a putt to save his life. And Rory struggled out of the gates yesterday, but now all of a sudden he seems to be finding some form and getting a little momentum. So it seems like he's moving up and Tiger, this is going to be a critical nine holes for him where he started the day, it seemed like in very good position. Now all of a sudden he's battling to make the cut, not something you expected coming into the day, but you're right. I mean, it's a great opportunity for the game this week before, you know, a lot of the other sports start in terms of football. And I've got, you know, basketball and hockey going on, but golf can take a big part of the stage this weekend. And if that's going to be the case, you know, all parties involved would like to see Tiger and Rory be as much of a factor as that as possible.
You know, Will, you talked about it with Tiger struggling to make putts. It seemed like yesterday a lot of time in the rough and having trouble getting off the tee. It just seems like, you know, one thing seems to sort of work, one thing doesn't. I mean, just kind of where is he at, you know? I mean, obviously, you know, the Memorial wasn't exactly what he wanted, and, of course, he didn't play, you know, these couple of weeks that we talked about, but you know, his game, I mean, kind of where do you think he's at with all this? Because it just, nothing seems to be real consistent right now.
He's playing like a guy who has only played two tournaments in the last 5 months. And that's just the bottom line that, you know, you're not going to be able to roll out of bed. Even if you're Tiger Woods, when you're 44 and you've got a back issue and you're trying to play in these, you know, mid-50s temperatures up in San Francisco where he's layering up and layering down every day, depending on the weather. And you're right, he's just showing a little bit of rust. And there are parts of the game that sometimes will shine for five or six holes, and then all of a sudden it's starting to go cold. The putter has gotten a lot of attention this week because he's a guy that has his old trusty putter that he's won, you know, all but one of his majors with, a single putter, and he put that on the bench this week. And he said, no, I'm going with another one. He started to tinker with it early in the week, and now all of a sudden we're in the second round, and he can't make it, you know, from 3 feet across the board. So Clearly, it's on his mind. It's something that he viewed as a weakness coming into the tournament that he wanted to try and shore up. But it's very difficult, you know, when you're going against guys that not only are half your age, but a lot of the top players have already made 5, 6, 7 starts since the tour returned to competition almost 2 months ago. So it's not only that he's dealing with the physical aspect, but a lot of these guys are very, you know, tournament ready, competition ready, and they've been able to work through some of the kinks that very clearly he's still trying to deal with.
Will, from your perspective, so not a TV executive perspective, because we know what they want, but you've got a guy, I would be wrong to even try to pronounce his first name. Is it Wao Tung Lee? Is that how you pronounce it? What is it?
Hao Tong Lee.
Okay, so Hao Tong Lee, you've got a guy seemingly out of nowhere that's leading a tournament like this. From your personal kind of perspective and fandom and things like that, do you think that it's a better story for trying to draw people in to have a guy kind of come out of nowhere that people have no idea who he is, and I think was a 300 or 500 to 1 betting favorite in this tournament, or is it more important that Tiger and Rory shine versus maybe a nobody feel good kind of story? I mean, what do you think is kind of best right now for what golf needs in kind of this return and navigating through the pandemic?
I think that when you have a random tournament, when you have the 3M Open and Michael Thompson comes out of nowhere and wins, that's a great story. That's a feel-good story. But when you have your biggest tournaments of the year, when you have your majors, you want the biggest stars to play well. So, yeah, given the choice, I think that you'd rather have someone with a top pedigree take the tournament this week and win. But, you know, sometimes we've seen this at majors before. We've seen it at this championship before where guys kind of come out of nowhere. And Hao Tong Lee would certainly fit that bill of a guy who – he's played well in Europe. He made the President's Cup team last year, but you would have had to go 100 names deep before anyone was talking about Hao Tong Lee for this week's event. And so we'll see how he does over the weekend in a position that he hasn't been in before. But yeah, when you get to these big events, and if you look down the board, the top 10 or 12 names, you've got 6 or 8 guys that you would throw a dart at and you say, yep, that's a guy that I would expect to be contending, or that's a guy that wouldn't surprise me to win. And I would think that more often than not, as we play this out, if you put in the Xbox, you know, simulated 10,000 times, you're going to come up with one of those guys, whether it's Brooks Koepka or Xander Schauffele or Jason Day, Tommy Fleetwood. Those guys are still going to come out on top more often than not. And I think that for where the game is right now, I think that would probably be the better option.
Yeah, and at least Tiger does pick up birdie on 10. He just birdied 10, so he gets back to 1 under. Will Gray is a staff writer for the Golf Channel, covers all things here for the PGA for us, and on Twitter, at Will Gray GC. As always, and join us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Will, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Enjoy watching the weekend, and we'll certainly talk to you here soon as, you know, golf season just kind of keeps moving right along. You know, give him credit. You know, things are just kind of moving right along for the PGA Tour.
So far, so good. They found a way. We'll be talking soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.